to Ukraine now. Hold on, Kherson, we're coming. The Ukrainian military tweeted those words over the weekend, promising to take back a key port city from Russian control. It is part of a new counteroffensive in southern Ukraine. And for more, we have NPR's Greg Myrie on the line from Skype, on Skype from Kyiv. Greg, hi.
Hi, Scott.
Russian forces hold much of the south, the southeast. They even introduced the ruble as the currency in Kherson, as I understand it. What does the Ukrainian counteroffensive look like?
Well, it's hard to get a real sense of how strong it is or how well it's going just yet. That's not an area where people can, reporters or others can get to easily. Mm-hmm. And this will be a tall order. The Russians have been there since the early days of the war. They're well entrenched. I mean, as you noted, they're treating it like a Russian city, using the ruble, bringing in Russian TV broadcasts. So we really shouldn't try to predict the outcome, but this Ukrainian counteroffensive does tell us some things. You know, if the Russians want to hold and occupy Kherson or other towns and cities, they have to keep large numbers of troops there, bring in supplies, try to get some cooperation from the local population. And that's going to be extremely challenging, and it will create for Ukraine opportunities, perhaps for counteroffensive or guerrilla-style sabotage operations.
Yeah, I guess the cost of occupation, as you're describing it. There is another key port city further to the west on the Black Sea, Odessa. Russian missile strikes targeted a bridge connecting southwest Ukraine to the rest of the country. Is this a familiar Russian military tactic to try to cut off Odessa?
I mean, the short answer is yes, and the Russians are trying to isolate Odessa, and they've been targeting this bridge before. The larger point, though, is that Odessa, this port city on the southwest coast on the Black Sea, is going to be very important in the days ahead. We're keeping very close watch on it. The most important part of Ukraine's economy is its agricultural exports, wheat, barley, sunflower oil, from Odessa, and the Russian warships in the Black Sea are preventing any commercial traffic from coming or going since the war began. We still don't know how this is going to be resolved. It's a huge problem for Ukraine, but also for many, many countries that around the world that depend on these Ukrainian exports.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky made a rare trip outside Kyiv, and he addressed people in some of the cities with heavy fighting. Let's listen.
Сьогодні я відвідав Харків, і саме місто, і передові позиції наших військових.
We hear Zelensky talking about this quick, unannounced trip he made to the northeast city of Kharkiv. It's the country's second largest city, and this was not a risk-free venture by him. This Kharkiv is very close to the Russian border. It was a scene of heavy fighting until just a few weeks ago. It's still coming under sporadic, long-distance shelling. Zelensky said that the city had suffered terrible blows, a widespread destruction. The residents had to live in the subway for weeks. And he also announced, a little surprisingly, that he was dismissing the regional security chief for Kharkiv, saying he, quote, he did not work to defend the city from the first days of the war and thought only of himself personally. Police are investigating.
Zelensky is, of course, a master communicator. What do you think the point was for him to leave Kyiv and go to these key cities?
Yeah, I mean, he's tried to show this throughout, that he can move around, that he's free. He's not a prisoner of the sort of presidential bunker in Kyiv. So again, this was surprising. Nobody expected this. It's his way of firing another shot in this information war with Russia that he's been so successful at.
And finally, Greg, you have been reporting in Bucha, just outside Kyiv. What have you seen?
Right. So Bucha is this suburb to the northwest of Kyiv, and it was the most heavily devastated area in the first month of the war. I think many of our listeners will remember those horrific images. And being there the past couple of days, it's quite striking to see the recovery that's well underway. All those Russian tanks and armor are completely gone. The streets have been cleared off. There are some prefabricated dormitories that people are going to be moving into shortly. City Hall was bustling in a very organized way as people are looking for help to rebuild their homes. I don't want to overstate this. Bucha is very damaged, but it does seem to be on the road to recovery.
All right, that's NPR's Greg Myrie in Kyiv. Greg, thanks as always, and stay safe.
My pleasure.